Now here's what the Lord said to me. He said, because I made you righteous. You have a right to everything that I am and own. Think about it. Now listen to what he said. Jesus being an heir of God, and we being a joint heir with him. And Jesus, God made Jesus heir to his kingdom. Are y'all hearing? God made Jesus an heir to his kingdom. And we are joint heirs with him. Over everything Jesus had. Now, when you pick up a biscuit and put it in your mouth, your big toe is the only thing that's going to get some results. That's the only part of your body that's going to get the result. Big toe. Well then, whatever belongs to Jesus, it's mine. It's you. Now I ask you some questions. Is he sick?
No.
Is he broke?
No.
Is he confused?
No.
Is he nervous?
No.
Is he insecure about where he's going to sleep tonight?
No.
You think he might be concerned about where he's going to get his next meal from?
No.
All right. Okay. Now notice the scripture I read when he said, all of thy children shall be taught of the Lord, right? When that what he said? Do y'all have your ears open? How many of his children? Now how many here saved? Let me see your hand. Everybody saved, know you're saved. Okay, we'll work on those that don't have the hand up later on. Amen. Okay, but here's my point. He said, not half of my children, but what? All of my children shall be what? All of thy children shall be taught of the Lord. So, why is it that God has said these things and we can't do them? Let me change that. And we are not doing them. He has, what did he teach? First, you live by faith. Is that right? Then he said, faith works by love. Right? Then he said, love works no ill to his neighbor. Then he said, my God supplies all you need. Right? Then he tell you how he supplies. Give and it shall be given. Then he said, bring all the tithes into the storehouse and prove me now, it will say the Lord, if I will not do what? Open the windows of heaven, pour you out blessings. Shall not be room enough to see, receive. He said, thou shalt not, paraphrasing this now. Thou shalt not speak ill of your neighbor. Right? Now, he teaches us, trust in the Lord with what? And lean not to thine own understanding. I'm doing all this so you can see. I can't give you all the Bible because we'll be here from now on. But I'm giving you enough so you see where we're going. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, right? Lean not to thine own understanding, right? In some of thy... Wait a minute. We may have to get the Bible and get this right now. In some of your ways. In how many ways?
All.
In all your ways, do what? Acknowledge him, and he'll direct your paths or tell you what to do. Notice what the word said once you're born again. This should be, unfortunately, many don't it doesn't happen with them. Once you're born again, the first thing you should be taught and trained in and made understand that you get a revelation that you've been made righteous. You're just like God. You're not God, but everything in you, your reborn spirit, got his attributes. His love nature, his faith, his wisdom, his knowledge. You have the ability to receive that and operate in it. You're just like God. Are you following me now? So everything from that day on, we should listen to what our Father has to say. Have you had children that you know that the mom and dad didn't take real good care of them, and somebody else got them, and they taught them bad things? They got in stuff. Have you known that? You know that's what done happened to a lot of God's children. They didn't get under the teaching of the Lord, and they got under the teaching of the wrong fellow and influenced them against God. They didn't know that everything they had was already there, and they just need to be taught how to operate in that kingdom. And because of that, we'll suffer pain, we'll suffer lack, we have suffered broken dreams, broken homes, broken lives, unfulfilled promises, living beneath the privilege and that God has given us, and we'll live down here when we ought to be living up here. Because somebody gave us wrong information. Now watch what here's where I'm going, and I'm out of here. We have to pick it up next week. Gave us wrong information, and you took it. Sometimes you knew that it wasn't right, but you took it anyway, and you held on to it, and that information became a stronghold. So when God got ready, when God would speak to you, the stronghold wouldn't let you believe what God said. Because I'm going to do it my way. I ain't going to bring no tithe because I'm going to do it my way. I ain't going to attend church regularly because I'm going to do it my way. I ain't going to witness to nobody because I ain't going to be made look like no fool. Am I helping anybody? Y'all sleep on me now. Huh?